from stpetecatalyst.com.
Hi, Bill DeYoung here. It's Arts Alive, the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. I'm here today with Logan Frankie, who is a member of the cast of Frankenstein at Jobsite Theater through November 18th. This is the Nick Drake adaptation of the Mary Shelley classic. It's quite unique. It's British in origin, and it was done with Johnny Lee Miller and Benedict Cumberbatch over there in the West End, has now come over here as Jobsite's Halloween entry. Logan, welcome.
Thank you so much.
You play several characters in this production.
I do.
Yeah, you want to take us through them? And you know, you're one of the utility person.
Yes.
You play multiple roles. Tell me about them.
So our director, David, was genius enough to take Nick Deer's adaptation and take the 17 or 18 characters that are a part of it and break it down into just 8 tracks for people. So I'm playing one of the tracks that involves a character named Agatha and a character named Clarice. Mm-hmm. And I'm also someone who just comes in and tries to beat the creature because he's the creature and we all hate him for some reason.
Now, Agatha, it's not really giving anything away to say that in the first act, it has to do with the time when the creature becomes sentient and he is taught by a blind man who can't see how awful he looks. And so Agatha is part of that whole storyline. Can you fill me in there?
Yeah. So Agatha is the quote unquote beautiful wife, as stated in the actual show, that is Paul or the creature's first exploration into beauty, really.
Mm-hmm. And you're married to the blind man's son.
Yes, married to the blind man's son, Felix. Mm-hmm. And Felix and Agatha are really the only healthy representation of love that the creature really ever experiences, mm-hmm. aside from the love from De Lacy to himself. So it's really important in the story of the creature, since Nick Deer's adaptation is so heavily about the birth and the existence of the creature itself. Mm-hmm. Actually going through and...
I'm taking her picture this way. Just heard her smile.
And living his life. So it's just really cool to be kind of the first introduction of humankind to the creature that, granted, isn't necessarily great.
But. Well, yeah. I mean, if we have to remind everybody, the creature is the creation of Victor Frankenstein, who is playing God, and he's... little odd looking and strange, and his encounters with humans by and large don't go all that well. And so it follows the general Frankenstein story arc, except that this really focuses on the creature's evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty different, I guess.
Very different.
From the original.
Right.
From Mary Shelley, what she wrote.
Exactly, because it focuses so much on the story of Victor and his arc of playing God, like you said, but mm-hmm. this one is really just from top to bottom the life cycle of the creature and of what man plays. So it's really interesting to see. And you really haven't lived until you've seen Paul do this role. It's unbelievable.
Paul Potenza. In fact, if I'm remembering correctly, his first appearance on the stage is he is literally birthed onto the stage.
Correct.
And it's pretty creepy. And Paul, if you're listening, yeah, it's marvelous, marvelous stuff. And so there's a lot. So tell me about who's Clarice, by the way.
So Clarice,
it kind of flew by for me.
Clarice is the head maid, nanny, housekeeper of the Frankenstein household. So she's just there kind of to support Monsieur Frankenstein through his experiences with his children, and really just there to push the story along as well.
That's the second act.
Yes.
The second, what I thought was so interesting, we were talking about how it's about the evolution of the character becoming a sentient being and his journey, is that the story of Dr. Frankenstein, although you see Giles Davis as the doctor in the beginning, it's really a whole second act.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's almost like, I don't want to say a different story, but it's like it goes in a different direction.
Completely.
And and then you play another character.
Yeah, just at the top, it's just like they have us come in and throw rocks at the creature because he's terrifying.
That's right.
So I just pop in and do that.
Or Katrina is just sort of like the prostitute on the street.
Yes, I go, exactly.
Nah, yeah.
I'm Gretel.
Yeah. Right. So what we're talking about here is that several, Hugh Timoney and Giles Davis and Paul Potenza and Katrina Stevenson and Blake Smolin, all of whom you've seen on job site stages. And, of course, you too, Logan. You were in Dracula last year.
I was.
So were you sort of one of those beheaded, bloody women?
Or? I was. Oh. I was one of the vixens, one of Dracula's wives. I was actually, if anyone was lucky enough to come out and see it, I was the one to make the first bite of the baby in the weirdest way.
Oh, God, that was a creepy show. What, you know, if David were sitting here, I'd ask him, and I've asked him before, but I'll ask you to fill in for him by proxy. Why does Jobsite like doing these Halloween, really creepy shows?
Why wouldn't you want to do creepy Halloween shows? It's the most fun. The best part about being an actor is being able to make people feel things. And if that includes making them feel fear, then I'm all for it.
There's some scary moments in Frankenstein. And for me, a lot of it, one of the things I really love about good theater, good professional theater, is the combination of not only the lights, you know, and the sound. Jeremy Douglas, again, has done some amazing
stuff.
You know, he's sat in this chair before, and he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. Mm-hmm. But also, especially with this show, here's a segue for you, the makeup. Now, you are credited with the creature's makeup,
yes.
And this is something to see. In fact, when I put this out in the catalyst, I'm going to put a picture of Paul as the creature. So we see the scarring and the suturing. Tell me, you designed this.
And I did.
So what was your thought process there?
So I've been doing special effects makeup since I was about 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I started in high school and just really adored it, just top to bottom. And when I came in for the callbacks for Frankenstein, I reached out to David and I said, I want to be your creature creator. I want to make him.
Like, is that a thing?
Yeah.
I want to be your creature creator.
Yes, it's actually something that people will say, like in Hollywood, like people that work on like creature movies, they call themselves the creature creators.
You knew you could do it. So what was the template? What did you look at and say, this is what
I looked at
do.
The West End version of Nick Deere's adaptation, drew up some designs. I had about 5 or 6 designs that I wanted David to check out. He picked the one he liked the most, and we kind of just started building from there. It's just a lot of different mediums coming together to build prosthetics. And then every night, Paul and I are there about 2.5 hours before showtime. And we place and paint every single prosthetic every single night before the show.
That's what I thought. I had a feeling that it was sort of like working on Planet of the Apes.
You're
in the makeup chair really early.
He's like Jim Carrey in The Grinch, just torturing him for hours.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm sure he loves that, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's talk about experimentation, though. How many versions of it till you got where everybody was happy with it? Oh, not enough scars, Logan. You know, it doesn't
Shockingly,
look gross enough.
We never really ran into that.
Wow.
The first time we did the makeup, we were satisfied with the design.
Wow.
So, which was very relieving, to say the least. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of time to build these prosthetics. And once I started getting them going and I brought in the design for our first promo day and did Paul's makeup, David was just sold pretty much immediately.
So it's a combination of prosthetics and makeup. So literally you glue that stuff onto his
mm-hmm.
body.
Medical-grade adhesive.
Oh, believe me, I assumed that as I was watching it. Of course, since mm-hmm. Paul's a friend of mine, I'm sitting there wondering if it's going to, like, peel off and really embarrass him. You know, like a fake mustache or something. Hey, man. But, Paul, if you're listening, it didn't happen. It was brilliant. I said that before, didn't I? Anyway. You've done special effects makeup since you were 14.
I have.
For Halloween parties in high school? Hey, guys.
Kind of.
Let me make you look disgusting. Put an axe in your forehead. Is that what we're talking about?
Kind of. It started in my costume and makeup in class in high school. There was just like a section on special effects things that you can make with just a regular Ben Nye makeup kit.
Mm.
So like the bruising and the scarring and things that you can paint. And from there, I just took off. I just loved it. I found YouTube channels of people that did tutorials and fell in love with those creators and just started emulating everything that they did. And then just kind of, once I found the techniques, just started running with it on my own.
Is it all horror Halloween stuff? Or
yeah.
you do like lighthearted, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I can.
You know, cosplay, makeup.
If I wanted to, I could.
Yeah.
But who says I want to?
Spoken like a true Halloween person.
Yes.
We're
going
to call you Logan Frankenstein here for the rest
Love
of
it.
This show today. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to HB Plant High School in Tampa, Florida.
So did Stephen Stills, the great guitar player, when he was cranky old man now, kind of like me, but in the olden days he did. And I don't know, where are you in your evolution as a human, are you in college? Or?
Yeah, so currently I'm at USF. I'm getting a degree just in humanities as of right now, just kind of trucking along in the degree. But, I mean, my true passion's always been theater.
Yeah.
I've been a part of theater since I was 6 years old. My very first musical, I played Chip in Beauty and the Beast when I was a kid. And then it just kept going from there. And I've been so, so fortunate in Tampa to be cast with so many great groups. Power Stories Theater, Think Tank Theater, Job Site, of course, now my second time with them, which I adore everyone involved here. So it's been really, really wonderful.
So you started in, most people do, in community theater. I'm gonna guess. I mean, there's Carrollwood Players. There's so many community groups around. What was that like for you? You know, and you were young. Like, I just want to do this, Mom and Dad.
So I actually started out with Think Tank Theater. They have a group called the YAE, the Young Artists Ensemble.
Oh yeah, Georgia's been in here too.
Yes,
sure.
Georgia, and I was actually part of their inaugural group of the YAE, the very first year that she created Think Tank. I was a part of that group. It was my senior year of high school as well, so it kind of worked out for me that we were going into. And I came in, did James and the Giant Peach with them. And as I got older, I turned 18. I started auditioning at colleges, and Georgia was just so, so gracious and kind enough to start offering me work with them as a professional performer. And that's really where I got my feet on the ground. And then I went off to college and COVID happened and I came back to Tampa and then took 2 years away from theater during COVID and everything. And weirdly enough, I watched, and no one judged me for this, the Andrew Garfield Tick Tick Boom movie on Netflix.
Oh, I watched it recently
and
too.
And that night I was like, well, I'm back in theater. That's it. I'm sold. And I actually auditioned that following Monday for Tick Tick Boom with Spanish Lyric Theater.
Wow.
Got cast as Susan.
That show is amazing.
And that's how I got
that film
back
version
into it.
Is amazing. I'll tell you a story. My son, who's he's 37 or something now. Anyway, he lives in Jacksonville. They're going to have twins soon. Hi, Jack. Hi, Natalie. Yeah, he's not a theater guy, and he's definitely not a musical theater guy. And, I mean, when he was young, I tried to take him to Rent. I want nothing to do with this. But he called me one day, and he said, I just watched this thing on Netflix. It's called Tick, Tick, Boom. He said, and then I had to watch it again.
Wow.
You know, and so that immediately made us, wow, watch this. And I had heard about it. You know, the whole Jonathan Larson thing is a famous story. But yes, I mean, I see how inspiring that would be.
Yes, it was incredible. I mean, that movie is just, it's wonderful.
Did you, I think they made a film of this Benedict Cumberbatch, the West End version of Frankenstein.
I believe they may have recorded it. I never personally watched it. I just kind of went through the stage stills.
But oh, yeah.
Kat, specifically, Katrina Stevenson, she, like, most of her inspiration came from that just because it's so beautiful. It's such a gorgeous production.
She did the costume.
She did design
That's
our costumes,
yeah.
which is just, she's incredible. She comes in every other day with two new costume pieces, hand sewn completely for everyone's measurements. She's ridiculous. Yeah. She's insane. She's so wonderful.
There's a very talented kind of core group of people there that it's always just a pleasure to watch. I think before I said it was on stage to the 18th, it is November 12th that it ends, by the way. If I didn't say that, forget all this. One more thing we're going to talk about, but I did want to just sort of reiterate that we're talking about the Job Site Theater production of Nick Deer's adaptation of Frankenstein, if you're a Mel Brooks fan. And it runs through November 12th. And the reason I want to reiterate this is because it's selling out like crazy. If you don't get tickets soon, you may not get to see it. It's jobsitetheater.org. And it's... You know, as we always say here on Arts Alive, it's definitely worth investigating. Very, very cool show. Logan, I have one more thing to talk to you about. You are a member of the Rays cheerleading group. Does it have you work for the Tampa Bay Rays?
I do work for the Tampa Bay
Rays.
Okay,
what is tell me about this.
So, yes, we're called the Ray Team. That's as simple as it can get.
Clever.
We're just the – yeah, right? We're the cheer and dance squad for the Tampa Bay Rays, which includes mostly fan interaction and being able to work like one-on-one with most of the families and kids that come through the Trop, which is just unbelievable. I was a nanny for a really long time in my life, so it's just it's like a second nature to be able to perform and hang out with kids. It's just wonderful.
Cool. How big is the group?
This year, I believe it was 13 to 15 girls,
I think.
Oh,
the season's kind of over now. It was. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, Bill.
If anyone is interested, auditions this year are on November 18th. If you look up Ray Team online, you can find the audition forms and fill that out. We're always looking for new talent and things as well.
Cool. So literally, you're there at every game.
Yeah, so we sign up for the games.
Every home
we
game.
Get scheduled for them.
Do you go on road trips too with them?
Unfortunately not. I wish. That'd be so fun. But luckily other teams also have wonderful dance and cheer teams as well that will go and perform at their home stadiums. So
what's next for you?
Currently I'm working on Frankenstein until November 12th, and I'm going to be there 2 hours early and 2 hours late every day of that. So
2 hours late. In other words, you have to take it all off.
Afterwards, we have to take all the pieces off, scrape off all the glue, get all the sweat patted down from Paul. That was our biggest fear, was keeping him from being sweaty, which you can't keep him from being sweaty, but you can keep the sweat from keeping the things off of him. But I'm actually coming up in St. Pete. I am going to be performing in Gaspar. At the Palladium.
Bill Levengood's thing.
Yep, with
Bill. He was just here too talking about it.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
That's in January?
January.
Fantastic.
Yes, very excited about that.
Yeah.
Very looking forward to it.
Have you worked at, say, the Off Central, which is this little tiny space that Ward Smith has? They do really good work there.
I've actually never worked in St. Pete until I start with Gaspar.
Well, you got a lot of things to look forward to. Maybe you'll be with American Stage. Maybe you'll be with Free Fall. I can see it. And Frankenstein's very good. You're very good at it.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for coming and sitting around with us today and letting me pick your brain.
Absolutely.
Her name is Logan Frankenstein. She's in Nick Deer's adaptation of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. We'll say it one more time. Jobsitetheater.org through November 12th. Get your tickets now. Anyway, Logan, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And we'll see you soon.
Adios.
From stpetecatalyst.com.